second. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively in Perry Hall, the real hall. I got some Betty Boop scratch-off tickets to give away here. It's all courtesy of our friends at Conrad's. We're at Conrad's in Perry Hall, listening to music. I can't wait for the show to be over because I want to, like, everybody's eating crabs, and it's a crab cake tour, so we're going to have a crab cake in here. It's also brought to you by our friends at Goodwill. The wheels on the bus going round and round. They've given me this little truck that looks like the truck that backed up to the radio station and took all the stuff out of it a couple years ago. Big appreciation to Goodwill as well as our friends at Window Nation. But we have sponsors, and I don't always bring Wise reps out when we're doing the crab cake tour, but I'm up at Perry Hall, and there's like six locations up and down Bel Air, Honey Go. I was at the one in I would call it Kearney, where the barn used to be the other day. I made a friend at the front. Kathy, hello. It was very nice. Nick Fisher runs A Wise, used to be This Wise, but they've sent you here because this is like the corner bar in your neighborhood. This is what when I want to bring people out to Perry Hall and say I need natives, because that was the reason I did these neighborhood things. I try to call my friends that are in the neighborhood. My buddy Kevin Benson runs Rosedale Federal Bank down the street. I was going to get him. And I've had a lot of pizza with Richie DeSantis. A couple doors down. But this is your street.
This is my street.
All right,
I was going to walk here if it wasn't raining.
Did you get wet?
No, I was I drove.
You fixed your hair. You're all wised up.
I ran.
You want me to get you a mug, too? Get that out there, too?
Yeah.
So, you know, we call them Wise Conversations, but the thing about Wise is picking up the Mars. Right? I'm a Dundalk guy, right? Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people like you that were part of that have folded into Wise that has really localized and neighborhooded Wise.
And
you know, whether it's a store that has sandwiches that are from Bel Air Road, or in my case, you know, localizing Dundalk with Mars. I grew up in the parking lot, right? Hollabird, Dundalk High.
Right.
Mars was a big part of this. And I know Wise has folded that in, and you're one of those
people
that worked for Vito back in the day.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough that Wise took us on, and great company.
What do you manage now? You're somewhere out in...
Yeah, I'm over... I'm actually in Woodstock, Maryland, Marriottsville, Howard County.
Okay, I know where that
is. But I was the assistant store manager right up the road at the Honey Go one back in 2018, 2019, till the end of 2019. But, yeah, so...
Well, the thing about Wise is the ice cream. I mean...
Oh, yeah, they got four new flavors right now.
Well, I was going to... What are they?
You got Orange Twirl.
Haven't had it.
Berries on the Beach.
I saw it, didn't get it.
Cotton Candy Cupcake.
What?
And Birthday Cake. If you like any of that, okay, the berries on the beach.
Tastes, I'm going to get
it's
that.
Raspberry.
It's raspberry.
And
okay.
They got some mango in it. It's good.
Okay.
It's good. All right. I don't really eat that much
Hold
ice
on,
cream.
You wait for these to come out too.
Oh, I don't eat a lot of ice cream, but I will have the feature flavors.
Well, I want to get, what's the store number at the one at where the barn was? Where
that's 87.
I went in there the other day, and my wife went to the front. She's like, we're just getting tomatoes and getting a couple of avocados. You know, we were soaking wet because we went to the hot yoga studio across the way. And she's like, I'm just getting a couple things. And she goes towards self-checkout.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like roll down the ice cream aisle. And I was looking for the butterscotch ripple because three of the stores I've been in ran
Not
out.
There. Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I looked, and it was like a light to me. It was like, oh, butterscotch ripple. So I pulled the butterscotch ripple, and I dusted that ice off the top of it, and I picked it up, and I carried it around. And my wife's like, God, I knew you were looking for the butterscotch ripple, you know, because it's gone.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like, go find me eggnog right now, dude.
Yeah, no, you won't find
There's
that
no
until
eggnog. Absolutely.
End of the year.
We got people here. I got to give them lottery tickets, man. People are escaping out the back door here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you guys, I got to give lottery tickets, man. Guys got hockey jerseys. You don't mind this, do you?
No.
I take a break.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to give you the pink one and you the blue one. If you win $100, email me a picture that you're all happy. It's all courtesy of the Maryland Lottery. There you go. They're 21. Yeah. Betty Boop Scratch-Offs. You know, I mix and match. I do it all here. We're going to have a crab cake. Have you had a crab cake here?
I haven't had a crab cake.
You've had
here.
A lot of crabs here, I bet.
Yeah, yes, but not crab cakes. So I'm kind of excited. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to stick around for that?
I'll stick around.
That's not happening until like the last.
Stick around
to
the end.
That's our stairway to heaven. We don't play that till the encore.
No, I'll stick
around.
We
don't do the crab cake to the end.
No, I haven't had a crab cake here. I've had the crabs, though. The crabs are good.
All right, so tell me about being involved in Wise and managing a store. I think the one thing for me is all the stores are different because of the sizing, right? So even just me finding Butterscotch Ripple in one store and not being able to find it in the other, that's relatively typical. But I think neighborhood to neighborhood, and I noticed this because I shop in Towson, I shop in different stores. The Towson location has a lot more like food grab to go because I guess college students come. You know, just thinking about neighborhood to neighborhood, it really is. Every neighborhood's different, and every supermarket wants to sort of be in line with that, have people come in,
Yeah, so it depending on where you're at, I mean, all the stores are in that community. So, like, out at mine, where I'm at, we got Marriott's Ridge High. And a lot of the stuff that we have, like I got a graduation table set up right now because, you know, they're going to start graduating.
I give Mohler a hard time because when I live downtown, our Wise was Maiden Choice.
Yeah.
And the Maiden Choice actually has Catonsville Comets hats and like really hyper local stuff.
Yep,
you know
what
I mean?
We do.
Yeah. Yep. You know, like I could pick up a Dundalk Owls shirt at the Wise on, you know, on Wise Avenue or the
Wise
one on Halliburton Avenue.
Yep. You could go over here to both of these Perry Hall ones.
They carry Gator stuff?
Oh, yeah. We'll have Gator stuff.
You're a Gator.
I'm a Gator.
My son's a Gator.
Yep.
Did you know that?
No.
No. My son went to the Hall, Perry Hall.
Yep.
Bill Cole will be here in a minute. He went to Coward Hall, so I got to give those guys a hard time.
Yeah.
But, no, I lived in Perry Hall for a decade. You know, I was here from 95 to 03, or 94 to 03, about 9-10 years.
It's changed a lot since then.
Well, yeah.
I mean, like over here was a farm straight across the street.
Well, where your Wise was, the Honeygo Wise. Which store number is that?
Honeygo, that's 180. So, yeah, that was a farm, too. Hill went up in a house set right there.
Well, you're way younger than me.
But
it's kind of weird.
I'm really big into history.
I look young.
Like, I'm big into history.
Well, Honeygo didn't come north. There was like forever. There was an orange caution sign.
Right, just stopped. You just turned.
It just stopped.
You turned on Ebenezer.
You had to go.
Had to keep going.
You had to go where the water towers were.
Yep,
right.
Yep.
Up toward the outback. Right.
Yep.
Where the high school is.
Yep.
And so I would take my son to school that way. So when that whole thing opened, was right around the time I left. Like 03 was after.
Yeah. Yeah, because they started building that in 03. I think that store was built in 04. They started tearing that down like 02, 03. Like. All that land started to sell, and they're working on it.
Manhattan Grill was a sponsor of mine back in the day, and I know Libs and lots of folks are up there. But that's been there two decades now. Somebody your age has you were a little boy, like you barely remember. Being a farm.
Yeah, but I mean,
I remember the Avenue was built, dude, and people thought it was a bad idea.
No, seriously,
the mall was so I remember when the mall opened too. So did my parents, but we threw a party that night. It's a long story. That was one of those ones that probably I couldn't run for public office, but I was only, 14, 15. But that was so the mall opened 81, 81, 82. And then I moved out here when the Avenue was getting built. And I remember distinctly talking to people when De La Rosa's was moving in. I'm like, who's not going to hang out at the mall?
Yeah, right.
Avenue, it's outside. Who's going to go there?
Right.
Only everybody. Right?
Everybody.
Well, the movie theater kind of anchored that, but you were a boy when that was built, right?
Oh,
so that was a big, big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Getting a car and drive to the movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
It's better than Golden Ring.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
I like having Perry Hall people on. Nick's here. He is, you're the manager of the Woodstock. What store number's at?
62.
But you grew up down the street. Perry Hall guy. We're in Perry Hall. We're at Conrad's. Parting gifts. You're going to get at least seafood seasoning out of this. I'm going to make sure Andrew and Tony give you that as a parting gift. We talked so much about Wise and the ice. Have you been to the Ice Cream Factory?
I have not.
They're threatening
I have
me.
Not. And I one day hope that I can actually
You're a great emissary for Wise because you came here. You knew all the flavors and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I did a piece this week about rounding up. And this is my favorite month. I had Julian Jones on. Go check it out. We're supporting Be More Humane as well. Literally, their Black Tie and Tails event is a few hours from when we were recording this. Both of my girls, both of my cats have come from Be More Humane. And you guys round up, whether it's Student Support Network, whether you're doing chain-wide, I mean, throughout all the Wises, this is it. This is the month for pets.
Pause for pets.
So I like talking about pets.
Yeah,
you have pets?
For pets. I have a cat.
Which cat's name?
Natty, and I got another cat who lives in my parents' house, and his name's Bo.
Bo, so you're a cat guy.
Yes,
I got.
I'm a dog guy too, though.
I got cat hair all over me. I gave my girl. Here she is, right here. She goes everywhere with me.
Cats are easier for me. Live alone, so like they're very like dogs
you have to
are
let
very
them out.
Needy. Cats, I don't. Cats is just like you feed them and.
Well, Paws for Pets is a Roundup, and I've learned about the Roundup. But if it's nothing, I've taught folks a couple things. Rewards app. I got embarrassed. I didn't know if I had enough points to get a ham back at Christmas. So they had to like teach me how to log in, and everybody's done a good job with that. But the rewards program, important.
Gas. With all that rewards. I mean, like right now, we're running it until the 8th, you know, through Mother's Day. And right now you can get 50 centimeter roses, you know, just 12 bucks at 200 points. And 200 points is easy to get. You can get a variety sampler cheesecake, 12 bucks.
I can get roses for my wife?
Yeah. You can get a free bouquet of Wise Choice flowers free, 200 points.
Now, see, this is where they screw me. My session expired. I got to think of my password. I hope that I know my password. If I do, hold on. Is it right? Did I sign in? Did I do it right? God, it does.
You have to.
I had 517 points last month, and I've been shopping more. So let me see.
So you can get even more points. So
hold on.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be the right pass. All right.
So you got till the 8th, okay? So you got to figure your password out. I can't help you with that.
My wife would like flowers, though.
Yeah. So if you don't use your reward points, though, so they are expiring on the 8th, but we're doing four times the amount of points right now with gift cards. Participating gift cards, if you spend $100 in gift cards, what's the gift card that everybody will probably use? The one I use is Amazon. So I'll go buy a $100 Amazon gift card. I load it in my account. You get 400 points right now. Okay? You
can't. That's a ham at Christmas.
Or think about what's happening right now. Gas.
All right. Okay.
Every 100 points is 10 cents off of gas, up to 1,000 points, $1 off a gallon of gas, up to, I think it's like 20-some gallons.
That's why you need the rewards program.
That's why you do the rewards program.
Well, the rewards don't add up when you buy ice cream. Ice cream's only like $3. You got to spend more money.
Well, yeah.
Buy more ice cream.
Buy more ice cream. There's a lot of flavors.
You got me interested in the cotton candy thing sounds so weird that I'm going to try it. But
yeah.
So what happened is I got into a discussion with some of the Pennsylvania girls who do the program.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa, Hannah, all of them were trying to sell me on T-Berry. Have you ever had the T-Berry?
I have.
It's really weird, and nobody had ever heard of it.
I have not heard T-Berry until I saw it one day.
It's a Pennsylvania. It's like a Pennsylvania Dutch thing. I had to Google it. It's T-E-A, like tea. T-Berry. And I thought, well, maybe it'll taste like I love green tea ice cream, like a matcha green tea.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought it was like that. No. First off, it looks like Pepto-Bismol, okay? So it's hot pink.
Right.
It looks like bubble gum.
Yep.
And it doesn't really have an odoriferous thing about it, but you smell a little mint off of it. And then you take a bite of it, and because it looks like Pepto-Bismol, you may think bad thoughts. But then once it gets in your mouth, you realize it's birch beer.
Yeah.
It's a birch beer flavor. But they call it T-Berry.
T-Berry. I don't know why.
It's birch beer ice cream.
Yeah.
There's nothing more Pennsylvania Dutch than that. So I like it. My wife can't get over the pink.
The pink.
Yeah, right. but I mean, trying different ice creams. I mean, they're $3 and they're all delicious.
Oh yeah, I'll get it. I'll just go to the shelf and I'll just buy them for the store.
Well, they do take up a lot of space in the freezer, though.
They do.
I can only do three or four.
Yeah.
I have peanut butter indulgence right now. I keep vanilla bean on hand at all time. I'm a vanilla bean guy.
Yeah.
And that makes me. People think I'm a little wacky, and I like esoteric things, but the plainness of vanilla bean has hit my palate as a 53-year-old person better. I never ate vanilla in my life till I was 45.
Really?
I always get chocolate. Who would get vanilla?
I like chocolate. You're right.
When you're a kid.
No, you're right.
You want chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
What kid took vanilla?
I don't think anybody does.
A protest kid.
I don't think anybody does. Right.
Maybe in my disobedient teens or something, I tried vanilla or something like that. So for you with the store down the street here and being here, and talk about Perry Hall a little bit, because you grew up here, went to school here. You talk about the changes over here and all that. But I remember this being a different space, and it's beautiful. I hadn't been in here yet.
Yeah, they just added on. This was, I think original was Calston Road, K-A-K-A-H-L. Across the street where, you know, Safeway was, that was a flower farm. Like, that was a flower field. That was there. I think it was up until, like, 2000 or so.
Perry Hall historian.
Yeah, I'm not. So, one of my hobbies, bottle hunting. You ever heard of it?
Go ahead. So, you go in the woods and you look for bottles. Old.
Yes, from, like, 150, 200 years ago, old maps. We'll just use old maps. We'll look at new maps and we'll lay them on top and we will go out there. We'll look in newspapers, try to find out where where individuals were dumping
this
their stuff.
This is like a TV show.
It's
all right, so it's a scavenger hunt.
Yes.
But you can't do it with metal. Is there anything that detects glass? No. I'm thinking like something that would be like a metal.
Like the old man
on the beach, yes. You know, walking, looking for coins or, you know,
I mean,
whatever,
I metal detects
right?
too, so I'm young.
Okay, so you go into, where do you look for this?
It depends. A lot of the times, like.
Other than antique shops.
I've done like, we've been out in West Baltimore before, and you'll find a spot on a map where something used to be old, an old building, or so maybe an old mental hospital. Like,
okay.
Yeah, and there's like areas below that like you can't build. So like if you can't build there, they would just dump their trash there. And that's what everybody did. All the farmers did it. So some farms.
But you're not looking for trash from 50 years ago. You're not looking for like an old Fanta bottle.
No.
I'm looking for
pre-prohibition 1800s. Maybe even go into the 1700s if we're lucky.
What are you finding? These are sort of copper looking.
Yeah, they're all mouth blown bottles. Like they're all different looking. It'd be like cockeyed like this, and you're like,
okay.
Oh man, that's a nice looking bottle you blew there. Like, oh, that's a nice looking bottle. Because all these bottles are unique and they're old. And
there were no factories in the 1850s.
Right, they had a factory, but it was a person.
Okay.
And they're all handmade by an individual. Someone made it. And then a lot of the times they'll have embossing on it, like this. If this was a Wise bottle,
right,
it would say Wise Markets, Sunbury, PA.
Right.
And a lot of the times you just have certain
these
individuals.
These may be milk, like
yeah, it could be milks. It could be, and you can connect that to an.
I'm just trying to think
person.
Of the products that would be in the bottles.
Yeah.
At that level, because it wouldn't be Budweiser beer, right? It would,
a lot of weird medicines, because it was just all, there was no FDA or anything back then, so they would just mix all this
witch
stuff
doctor,
and say, hey, doctor whatever, and drink this. This is going to cure everything for you. And it'd be like the strangest chemicals. Seriously.
Well, yeah. I wish you would have brought show and tell. Now I'm interested.
I should have.
Next time I get together with you, I will.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
But I got to give you a lottery ticket. Nick is here. Nick Fisher from. Tell everybody about your background, because I mean you were at Mars and then mm-hmm. you worked in your hometown. You worked here in Perry Hall forever. And now you're running the place out in the sticks.
Yeah, started.
I call it the sticks because it's Redskin fans, right? Commander fans? No.
No. Still Ravens, Orioles.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
It's because my buddy John moved down to Marriottsville. All right, good.
No,
he's bringing
it
purple.
Is. It still is. Yeah, started in this business.
I think of that as a Washington Post reading community.
It's closer. I mean, it is closer to D.C. if you really think about it, because you're already on that side. You just go straight down 29.
I don't want to ask if there's more Nationals hats than Orioles hats.
No, there's not.
I'm not going to do that.
But, I started here in Perry Hall, Mars, and then went around, moved up grocery manager, and then got hired on at Wise, fortunately, in 2016, and... Worked in Essex.
You worked at Essex?
Yeah, the Essex one for 2.5 years as an assistant store manager. Came up here to Perry Hall on Honeygo for a year and then got promoted to store manager. Ran one out in Eldersburg for a year and then ran the Bel Air one for a year. And then most recently in December got transferred out to Woodstock to run that one. So
just nice. The most important thing this time of year, my wife will tell you this, because we're making Wise chicken for dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah.
The black pepper garlic on the chicken,
mm-hmm.
unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best.
Oh, yeah.
So just do that. That would be my thing.
Yep.
They don't really bring it out so much in the winter. It's more of a spring, summer spice.
Well, speaking of, you know, meat, good 3-day sale right now, $12.99 a pound for a whole beef grass-fed tenderloin.
You upselling me into steak this weekend.
I'm just saying, there's a Wise right there and that way.
I got to get my wife. Listen, we left downtown. We lived downtown 19 years.
Yep.
On the 23rd floor, we didn't have a balcony, we didn't have outdoor space. My wife's reason for wanting to leave mm-hmm. was so we could have a grill. So you're right in my wheelhouse. We haven't bought a grill yet. We don't have one yet.
You got to get one because they're going to start going up in price.
Well, I'm having an argument with her about the char grilling process of mm-hmm. carcinogens, which I happen to love, versus like some like tank of propane or whatever, right? So we're having a debate.
Let's get one of each. Say
that
one.
Get a fire pit.
Say that one's yours over there, and that one's mine.
I just want s'mores, and I want to make the mosquitoes go away.
Yeah.
Out in the woods. I'm tender this year. I mean, believe me, they're coming for me. Yeah. I haven't lived in the woods in 20 years.
Yeah.
They're all buzzing around, ready to... They're in my head.
Oh, yeah.
The mosquitoes are in my head.
Very soon.
The ants are coming, all that
stuff.
Very soon. All right, Betty Boop, scratch-off ticket for Nick Fisher from Wise Markets. We have wise conversations each and every week. At some point, I'm trying to plan it around a Hershey concert that I'm going to go to the Sunbury Ice Cream Factory. I said if they're making peach when I'm there, I'm going to go full Augustus Gloop. I'm diving right on in.
Should be coming. That's a summer...
A little peach cobbler. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
All right. It's May. We're here at Conrad's. We're going to have a crab cake a little later on. We're going to tell the Conrad story is unbelievable because they literally pull the crabs out of the water. This isn't just a place. They really crab. So I'm going to be talking a lot about the Bay as well. Bill Cole's going to stop by. My buddy Ed Mullen's coming by to talk about STEM and education with kids and probably pimping Calvert Hall. I'll pimp Perry Hall because we're in Perry Hall. Yes. We're at Conrad's. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I gave him the blue one. We have pink ones to give away. We're giving them away as people come in and depart. Our friends at Goodwill also involved in all that we're doing with spring cleaning. And our newest sponsor, Window Nation, and I'll be telling you a whole bunch more about Window Nation and 2-for-1 and all that stuff. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Nick will hang out for the crab cake. We're at Perry Hall at Conrad. Stay with us.